Hello, welcome to Base Camp for Men. I'm your host, Tony Rizak. This is a show that gives you insights and resources in how to live a more courageous life. We look to assist you on your hero's journey in any way that we can. Truth is our compass, humanity, our tribe. Welcome and let's get started. Hello, Base Campers. I hope you're all doing well. Today is a Firestarter short format episode as a follow-up to the great interview that Mark Carter gave us last week. I wanted to address some of the things that came up in that discussion. And this will be a short little episode. Hopefully, you'll find value in it. And this episode is being written and recorded at my new studio in Lake Chelan. New studio is a code, of course, for my house. But I got to tell you, after years of living in big cities like Seattle and New York, it feels just amazing to settle into a small town in the middle of nowhere. It's slower and clean and beautiful and just what the doctor ordered for me. I feel really, really good here. So with that being said, I wanted to share a couple of observations with you. I've noticed something about the left, and it keeps coming up in the conversations that I'm a part of. This notion that the most important thing for the left is kindness. Liberal men keep hammering away at this. Just be kind. Just try to be a decent human being, they plead. Why do you think they're doing this? It's a little head-scratching at first, but on further reflection, something else emerges. It looks to me as if the left has internalized this idea that we all must be kind en masse and are now using it as a hammer to virtue signal to the rest of us. Of course, most of this is subconscious or not aware they're doing it. The unspoken part of pleading just be decent is, of course, stop upsetting me by not agreeing with me about everything. The left collapses kindness with being agreeable. In other words, if you disagree with me on, oh, let's say President Trump or what we should do with education or whether or not we should have secure borders, then you are, by the left's definition and actions, an unkind person. Let me ask you a question, Base Camper. Is kindness really our highest virtue or quality? What about alignment with God and the divine? Or for Americans, what about liberty and freedom, freedom of expression, or courage, or inspired action? How about dignity or respect? Isn't that more important than tepid pleas for kindness? I'm not trying to rain on the left's parade of just be nice, please. It's just that a statement like be nice sounds an awful lot like be polite, be agreeable, be obedient, compliant. Are you following me? Is obedient a higher virtue? I don't think so, but you would never know it by how liberal men speak of this, as if human decency is some rare, difficult to achieve trait. And let's be honest, they're looking at conservatives as the people who are not kind or decent, are they not? This is straight up projection from where I'm standing. Let me set the record straight as best I can. You don't have to put kindness in the middle of your life mission to be kind and decent. If you align with God and your higher self, treat people and yourself with respect, stay out of other people's business, do your best to help the world, and when called upon, be courageous, do your best. You will probably pass the "is he a nice guy" litmus test that seems so important to liberal men. Okay, on to the next observation. Well, 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 the Epstein files, or as Mark Carter stated, the gift that keeps giving. This is something that we've been shouting about for years, and it's finally hitting the shores of mainstream awareness. And it's certainly going to be a shock when they find out that the so-called quote-unquote conspiracy theorists were right all along. A global satanic pedophile ring has been running things for hundreds, hell, thousands of years. And you and I get to witness the great revealing and its aftermath. Some of your favorite celebrities and public figures are named. There are email and pictures and video evidence proving the whole horrific tale is true. You really don't have to dig like we did. It's listed right there as public records right on the Department of Justice website. Go take a look for yourself if you don't believe me. I don't know about you, but I don't even have the energy to say I told you so. I just don't care. It's very old news for many who knew. Sure, I'll keep an eye out to see what people are talking about, but I'm seriously moving on to new terrain, and it really doesn't have that much to do with conspiracies anymore. One of the main things that humanity needs to figure out is how to elevate and sustain our vibratory frequency. Those are fancy words for saying how do we keep the vibe high. Not to pick on liberals, but it's just so obvious that you can't help raise the collective vibration and be part of this while at the same time projecting all your hatred onto President Trump. Frequency and vibration don't work that way. They don't lie. You need to take an honest look at how much your hatred of President Trump is poisoning you. That is what happened to me back in early 2017. I got tired of being played by the corrupt mainstream media, and I never picked up Trump derangement syndrome again after that. Well, as long as we're talking vibration, I think conservatives also have work to do. Thinking that we're right about everything is not inspiring anyone. Have you noticed that? Who wants a know-it-all telling everyone how we should do things and how we should orient our spiritual life? There's more than one way up the mountain, conservatives. Remember that and stay humble. In short, we all have work to do. You do, I do, everyone I know. There are incredible next chapters waiting for humanity. We can sense them just over the ridge. But we need to stop with the crazy train that keeps playing the same loops inside of our neural pathways. And now is a great time to break a habit, even one that you have hung your identity on. It seems the times we live in require a flexibility on our part, not necessarily flexibility in our core values and principles. The flexibility that is being asked of us seems to come from the divine, from God. What is required of you up till now may not be sufficient moving into new timelines. A new version of you is being called. It may not require more of you, but less of you. Are you following me? Less ego, less strain or stress, less demands that everything look just right, less control. The times that we are in is a test of our faith, however that looks for you. I, for one, am feeling called to raise my feeling state with intention. What does that look like? Well, for me, it is anchoring my day with prayer and gratitude. I go in the backyard or our deck in Lake Chelan, face the sun and do qigong and give thanks, and I feel joy for the unbelievable opportunity that we have right now. Well, and not to be too Pollyannish, the globalists are also holding on to their dream, the Great Reset with its surveillance panopticon. Yawn. However, the Epstein files and the fallout of all this will likely finish off this deeply anti-human cabal that has used propaganda and deception to get us to comply to systems and ideas that were created to harm us and our children. More and more people know this and are starting to act accordingly. I'm even seeing evidence of a tax revolt. I'm seeing memes flying around about not paying taxes to satanic pedophiles that steal from us. Oh, what to do, base campers? Will they still roll out a central bank digital currency as Bill Gates predicts? With a digital ID tied to your bank account, travel, health insurance, and social media meant to trace, track, and inhibit your God-given freedom? Well, they really want to, and they can try, but running alongside all of that is the things that humans are building to assist humanity in this transition. And these are decentralized and don't include, by definition, centralized control or social engineering. Given all this, how can we not be excited? Do you think I'm foolishly optimistic? Perhaps. I've been called a fool before, and I no longer mind it so much. But I have also said that this American optimism and can-do spirit are a superpower of ours, and I, for one, am not about to leave it on the sidelines when we are in need of it the most. I've said this before. Truth is the rabbit that hunts tigers, and the rabbit is on the prowl. You can feel it. The elites are on the ropes, and now is the time to keep your head about you, base campers. As 2026 unfolds, there will be some jaw-dropping truth bombs to hit mainstream awareness. Our job as early adopters of this narrative war is to keep our cool, hold our vibration high, give gratitude to God, express joy whenever it wells up inside us, and help dust off the ones who are rolling around in the dirt of cognitive dissonance. It is my honor to walk this path with all of you, and thank you for giving me space to do my best to make sense of it all. I've been wrong about some things, very right about some important things, and the jury is still out on some big things that are about to come. But that is how these things go, isn't it? The Bitcoin ethos of stack sats and stay humble sort of applies well to conspiracy theorists as well. Call out the truth and stay humble. Thank you for listening, base campers, and we'll see you around the fire next week. If you find value in our show and wish to show us some love, we are now making that very easy to do. You simply go to www.basecampformen.com and click on Donate Support Basecamp. You'll find an easy way to make either monthly donations for as little as $5 a month, or you can donate just once. We love the monthly donation and hope to build this up over the coming months, but any show of support is greatly appreciated, honestly. Thank you for your support and for helping to keep Basecamp as a resource on your hero's journey. That's our show for today. Thank you for listening. Men, good luck in all your endeavors and good luck on your hero's journey. This is Tony Rezac, and you're listening to Basecamp for Men.